Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather Report. I'm broadcasting a little bit late tonight because I'm up here in beautiful Martha's Vineyard sitting at a kitchen table on a gorgeous island after having had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend retreat. We're planning the OPA conference in October in Asilomar, and they got the training team together, of which I am one. Not quite sure how that happened, but here I am nonetheless. So we've had lovely food, times at the beach, walking in town today, really amazing fried clams, and just really wonderful, lots of laughter. We were reinterpreting the Sabian symbols with streak marks on the bread sheets. It's been a lot of laughs, so we've been having fun and learning things. So forward we go into this next week. So I do apologize for the show being late, but it also was a lot of laughter. And if you do have an opportunity to go to Asilomar, to the conference, there's a number of tracks, including beginner tracks, for those of you who are not really feeling savvy about your astrology. Arlen Weiss is teaching a great track on starting. So if you've been thinking of going and you have a friend who wants to go, or you have a spouse or a partner and you're a little more into astrology and they've been talking about wanting to learn it, feel free, put them in her class. Sign up for one of the other tracks with one of the other teachers. And I still have two spaces left in my track, so feel free to come. I'm talking on complex planetary pictures, which basically means when you have a whole bunch of stuff talking to each other and they're badly behaved, how to work with them. And so anyway, this week what we're going to talk about is how to work with the energy in the sky. We have a lot going on. We have a lovely new moon in Gemini on Tuesday, and new moons, of course, are always opportunities for us to plant a seed. In the course of the year, you're always going to have a new moon in every house in your chart. So it's important to look at where the sign Gemini is and find where 25 Gemini falls, because that's where you're starting a new chapter. So watch for the new moon on Tuesday. We also, on Sunday, on Father's Day, for those of you who mail out your Father's Day presents, it's also the summer solstice, meaning when the sun enters Cancer to start officially the season of summer. And it also is what we call a planetary ingress. So when planets hit the world axis, there it causes kind of something to activate. So just kind of watch for that. I know that was my parents' wedding anniversary. They would have been married 63 years this year. And thank you for the notes and kindness about my dad. He's hanging in there in hospice and having a good time. So he had always said when he went on hospice that he was going to sit on the deck and drink bourbon and smoke cigars, because he gave up smoking cigars a long time ago. So this year for Father's Day, I said, well, you entered hospice, so here's your bourbon and here's your cigars. And he called this day. Well, he wasn't planning on using them yet, but thank you very much for the present. So watch for your Father's Day presents this week. It's a good week to make sure you let Dad know how much you appreciate him, because we are all our father's children as well as our mothers. So our week this week is busy. I'm going to do the moons just because they're interesting and I want to get them in place so you're working with them energetically. So the moon is in Gemini on Monday the 15th, and it goes void at 10:05 in the morning with the new moon on Tuesday. And then the moon is void all day Tuesday, entering Cancer at 6:51 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday night. So Monday and Tuesday are good days, Tuesday morning, for getting things accomplished. It's also a waning moon. We let go of things, we release things, we change things, we try out letting go of what we don't need. And, of course, in Gemini, that can be stories around siblings, communications, connections, paperwork. And, of course, we did just finish a pretty kick-butt Mercury retrograde. So probably still reverbing on that. And we're still in Mercury's shadow, frankly. So his news and delivery of information isn't quite finished for us. So do pay attention to what you meet, because last week, as Mercury stationed and Neptune stationed in a square, you could have gotten some really interesting information on the 11th and the 12th. So anyway, the moon goes into Cancer Tuesday night, and it's there all day Wednesday and all day Thursday, and it goes void with a trine to Saturn, at 1:52 in the morning, Friday morning. And then in the middle of the night, it enters Leo. So we wake up Friday to a Leo moon. Now, Cancer moon with a nice closing aspect of a trine to Saturn. Remember, Saturn slipped back into Scorpio this weekend, where he's going to be until we get to the middle of September. So we're back that last week, the week between the 8th and the 23rd of Christmas of December, and we're back in the swamp. We have officially re-entered. Really good time for you to look at the deep psychological issues that you haven't resolved from Saturn and Scorpio's sign. We all have them. You know, this week when I was talking to someone about my dad, they said, well, you know, you're daddy's girl. And I kind of choked up a little and, you know, I'm 60. Hell, I'm going to be 61 in a couple of weeks, a couple of months, you know, but yeah, you know, and it was like, allow yourself the space to feel the sadness instead of the busy, you know, Saturn and Scorpio. Scorpio takes us to depths that we may not want to go to. So this week, when the moon trines Saturn, the moon in Cancer, the sign of family, deep feelings, emotion, as it trines Saturn in Cancer, we may find, or Saturn in Scorpio, we may find we're in a deep emotional space. And obviously, if you have a moon-Saturn aspect in your chart, watch for the week, because that's when it gets triggered. You know, if you've got a conjunction to moon and Saturn, and there's a trine in the heavens, you're working out something about that moon-Saturn aspect. So it's going to be a little sensitive. People are going to be a little emotional, a little squishy, little feeling things, you know, kind of feeling extra feeling. So just be kind. It's that moon in Cancer has some hard aspects. It has a trine to Neptune, making us feel a little bit emotional. And then it has an opposition to Pluto. Yeah, that's never fun. The triangles, that's Wednesday night. And then, of course, it has the square to Uranus. Uranus and Pluto are continuing to separate, but they're still within orb. And so when the moon hits them, it reminds us of all the changes we've been asked to make over the last few years. So on to Friday, the moon goes into Leo at 2:23 in the morning, and it's in Leo on Friday all day, and it's Saturday all day, and Sunday it goes void with a square to Saturn at 12:09 p.m., in the afternoon, and then very quickly, 12:59, enters Virgo. So this is a void moon of about 50 minutes, the middle of the day. And then the Virgo moon has a nice, hard aspect of a square to Mars. So both the weekend with Leo moon and the Virgo moon really are working with harder energies, a lot of times setting boundaries, setting frameworks, saying no, being a little irritated perhaps because of the activation of Mars, or feeling a little frustrated because of the activation of Saturn. So Saturn square the moon gives us a bit more, a little more argument, you know, a little more whatever. The good news is we lose our long day-long moons because Saturn's back in the last degrees of Scorpio. The bad news is Saturn's back in the last degrees of Scorpio. So what he's been doing since, you know, December 23rd, he's been talking to you about your new vision and where you're going to head. And the last couple months with Gemini Sun and all the planets in Gemini filling out where the T-square forms this fall have been giving you a precursor of what's going to go on in the fall. Like here we were today, this weekend, planning this conference in the fall and what our roles are going to be and how we're going to work and learning about being a group leader and all that stuff. So you've been doing that too, and now Saturn goes into Scorpio, and he says, okay, let's dig in. Let's go deeper. Remember you thought you were ready for this new chapter? Well, I, Saturn, say you're not. I'm taking you backwards. I want to take you back into the swamp to 28 and a half, where I'm going to, you know, I'm going to station to go direct the beginning of August. But we're back in there, and we have some work to do cleaning out things. So watch what the deeper psychological issues, the fears, the anxieties. One of the things we had to do this weekend was we had to have a reading. You know, we had to read somebody and then be observed reading, you know, so that was an interesting process. And we had to talk about our problem clients, and that was an interesting process. And then we had to also talk about our business plan, you know, what our plans were for our practice and how to grow, because this is the Organization of Professional Astrologers, right? So it was interesting because it's not normally stuff you share with clients. You know, usually people don't watch you do a reading, and usually you're not really talking about the people you have problems with. I mean, I hire somebody that I talk to, but not a lot of us have that opportunity. And so it was very interesting to get the feedback, especially from fellow astrologers, about, well, what's the dynamic going on in the chart? And how does that chart dynamic trigger your chart dynamic? Because invariably, when you have a reaction to somebody, their chart's sitting on some important planet in your chart, making it activate. And so it was very helpful in my case, you know, with the client I brought in. And it wasn't any of you listening, I promise. So, and it was, of course, no names. But it was very helpful to understand, you know, where you're working. So Saturn wants you to go a little deeper. So watch what happened with the Mercury and the Neptune square this weekend, because what he said to you was, I know you think you're ready, but you still have all these other things you have to do. And, you know, to remember that we're all works in progress. We're all messy rooms that aren't quite exactly perfect. But, you know, and of course perfect is really not, it's a Virgo dream, but the reality is the world's not a perfect place. And our job this week is to understand, as the moon runs through Gemini, communications, Cancer, emotions, and then frustration, the Leo frustration and the Virgo frustrated. I want to do this. And Saturn goes, no, I'm squaring you, babe. You can do it in the fall, because, you know, Leo moon's been getting happy. Now Saturn's saying, uh-uh. And this week, Saturn and Pluto have a semi-square, which is never a pleasant aspect, because what it does is it points out where the two of them are not getting along, right? And they, you know, when they don't get along, we really feel it. We feel that stressful irritation. So, you know, there's other stuff that's positive, which we'll look forward to, but there's some stuff where you just know that this, that whatever happened last weekend, this is a precursor of how you're spending the summer. So on with the new energy of the week. The sun is in the last degrees of Gemini, runs from 23 Gemini to 29 Gemini, entering Cancer bright and early Sunday morning. Well, bright and early Sunday afternoon at 12:37 in the afternoon, Eastern Daylight Time. This week he does the sun, as he finishes, he has a semi-square to Venus. And what that does is it kind of says, oh, okay, Venus, what are we doing? And, of course, Venus is scooching along in Leo, right? And when we get to the ingress on the 21st, Venus is going to be at the degree of her station. So she's entering this shadow on the 21st of the month. So pay attention to the story on Saturday, Sunday, because that's the Venus retrograde story you're going to be working with. And that's when she starts showing you what she's doing. Now, remember, the point of those planetary dance is to get us to evolve. And Venus, the planet of desire and what we want, is in Leo, the planet of I want it and I want it now. I don't want to wait for it. Thank you very much. I deserve it. I'm the queen. I'm the king of my dream. And, of course, she's in a stressful aspect to the sun in Cancer saying, you need to spend a little more time nurturing things, nurturing what you say you want, for it to actually happen. You have to take better care of yourself. Cancer swings between being big mama or big daddy and little boy, little girl. And so this is your time to take care of that gentle child inside, because we're all going to be honorary Cancers for 30 days as of Sunday. And also big mama, big daddy that say, okay, this is how we're doing it. This is how we are taking care of you. And the aspect of Venus and the sun in a hard aspect, stressful aspect, it's not hard, but it's kind of stressed out. Semi-squares are just kind of like, oh, man, really? Really? And you're like, yeah. You know, so knowing that they're at that kind of stressful place, it's about us honoring where we're stressed. And a lot of times we're really running in a high stress thing. Mercury this week is going forward. He's happy, happy. He's cleared his shadow. He's in Gemini. He loves it. On the 18th, which is Thursday, he introduces you to somebody really important. or you get some kind of interesting news, possibly an offer, a contract, some kind of deal gets done. Say yes, go for it. And then he trines Ceres on the 21st, making him very creative. And then he has a really interesting argument on the 21st with Venus and Saturn. So he's sitting there, he's hanging out with Venus, happy, parallel to her, and he's contra-parallel to Saturn. So there's like people siding against the other on the weekend on the 21st. So kind of watch that and just pay attention to when you see people going, well, you need to take my side. Oh, no, you need to take my side. That maybe you don't need to take anybody's side, but you need to recognize people are going to want to polarize. So you kind of want to watch that energy. We also have a health aspect on Sunday the 21st with the Sun in conjunct Saturn, which is a lot about, okay, how do my ego needs, Sun, conflict, contrast, don't work with, need to be adjusted with Saturn's desire for us, because the Sun at 29 Gemini in conjunct Saturn. Now, that can also give health issues. So it's, you know, this is a week where you can become aware of some health stuff that's been going on for a while that maybe you haven't been dealing with, that during the Venus retrograde you get to deal with, because Venus is involved in this too. So just kind of pay attention and know that the inconjunct that week, this weekend, the weekend of the 21st, is a little crabby. You know, people aren't going to necessarily be in great moods. Venus, of course, is in enters her shadow this week. And she rolls from 9 Leo to 14. When she hits 14, she's on the world axis. And that happens on the 21st, too. She's contra-parallel to Saturn. And she's in conjunct to Pluto. So Venus, you know, coming into, stepping into as a Leo energy, she's forming an in conjunct Pluto. Now, we just finished a damn big finger of God with Jupiter and Pluto and all the Gemini planets. Now, the Gemini planets have moved out of the finger of God energy, and they're not in it. The moon's going to form a fast one, but that's a Monday, Tuesday, so that doesn't really count. But Venus is going to come in and take Saturn's, take Jupiter's place, and she's going to have a fight with Saturn on Friday, on Sunday, rather. So we're being asked with this in conjunct to adjust. And she, of course, is on the world axis, and this is what her retrograde's about. So it's really important to watch the 21st, man. This is what you're going to be working on all summer long until Venus gets direct and gets the heck out of Leo in October. I mean, that's how long we're working with this Venus retrograde. So watch this week, because you are really going to find out the story, especially this weekend, the story that you're working on for the Venus retrograde for the whole summer. Now, why do we care about Venus retrograde? Right? We know she's in Leo. Every now and then she goes retrograde. Well, what she's doing is she's shifting from an evening star to a morning star. And when she does that, she goes into the underworld, right? So right now she's at the top of the sky. We were out with the telescope watching Saturn and Jupiter's moons fly around Jupiter. And it was really cool. And Venus, you know, she's up there. She's really bright in the western sky at night before you go to, after the sunset, you can see her. But she's forming what we call an inferior conjunction to the sun and to the moon. So she's going to come down to the sun, but it looks like, so she disappears, she comes down, but she's captured between Earth and the sun. And when she's, you know, going retrograde, what we learned from her, again, retrograde planets ask us to look inward, to really understand what we want, to understand our desires, to understand what we love, to understand our money, to understand our passions. And so as Venus slips into this retrograde position, she's really saying to you, I know you're working on your life, but are you doing what you really love? Or are you doing the to-do list? Are you doing the to-be list? Are you doing the what everybody expects you to do or be? Are you doing what you truly love? And as she joins to the sun on August 15th, well, first she's got a whole bunch of stuff she's doing with Jupiter. She's a busy girl this summer. But when she joins with the sun on August 15th, she starts a new eight-year cycle from the inferior conjunction position, which says, I really need to work. I need to lead with my heart. So a lot of the stuff that we've been thinking about or planning or saying, maybe I'm going to do this or maybe I'm going to do that this fall, or this spring rather, once Saturn got into Sag, Venus is asking you on this retrograde, is it really what you want to do? Is that how you want to spend your precious life? So I was listening to Mary Oliver interview. She's a brilliant poet, and she has a wonderful poem called How Do You Want to Spend Your One Precious Life? I mean, that's one of the lines, and it's not the name of the poem. But it really is a question that Venus retrograde in Leo, the sign of passion, the sign of our own heart passion, where our Leo house is where we want to shine in the world. And as she goes retrograde, she's saying, are you really doing your passion? Are you doing something your parents told you you do, or something, you know, you were told by this teacher you couldn't do that and so you aren't? Or are you actually doing what you love? You're doing what you love. You really need to kind of go, what is it I love? And this retrograde is going to bring it up big time, and you're going to get a story. You're going to find out what the story is this weekend. How cool is that? And then for those of you who go, I hate it when she tells me I'm going to find out what I'm going to be struggling with for the next few, because struggling, not struggling, working on, challenged by, invited to work with, invited to dance with. We're going to dance with Venus and enjoy her. So anyway, she's busy. She also has an in conjunct to Neptune on the 16th, inviting her to do some kind of transformation. She ends the situation on the 15th because she's joined at Nidos. And, of course, on the 21st, she's arguing with Saturn and in conjunct to Pluto. So, the 21st is big. Now, the other issue we like the 21st for is it is the seasonal ingress. So we cast this chart on the 21st, and we get to see what the next 3 months are going to be like. Because as the sun enters Cancer, it says, okay, this is it, folks. This is what we're working with for the next 3 months. So it promises to be a interesting summer because it's really going to invite us to explore what our heart wants, not what we think we should be doing, because Venus is contra-parallel Saturn, but what we really truly want to dedicate our passion to. And sometimes with the inconjunct of Pluto, we're going to find we're afraid of our passion. And we sometimes pick the conservative path. And so this week we're going to be invited, suggested, recommended to choose the path that really makes our heart sing and maybe makes us a little nervous. Nerves are good. Then we get to Mars. And he's at 23 Gemini going to 28, so he's a little indecisive. He's got a little argument with his mother on the 15th, so you can find you're arguing with the feminine or with the principle of nurturing and how you get nurtured. There's a leaving of the tribe on the 16th, which is important. And then there's a new partner that arrives on the 17th. Mars is active, but he's not mean this week. He's just kind of going along, kind of getting stuff moving. He is, however, going to have an aspect next week with Saturn, with Saturn, but he's not having it yet, so that's good. Let's see who else is active this week. We also have Saturn semi-squaring Pluto. Now, Saturn and Pluto formed a relationship, and when they form a relationship, they start a new cycle. And when they hit this part where they are now, it's called the closing semi-square. So they're in a stressful position, arguing with each other, and they're going to be asking you to choose. And that happens on the 20th, interestingly, which is Saturday. So Saturn semi-square Pluto. And kind of think of these two guys as working on a different level with each other. Saturn was Pluto's father. And Pluto, of course, got eaten by Saturn and lived in his stomach for a long time until Jupiter came along and punched Saturn in the stomach and all the other siblings came vomiting out. Right? So there's Pluto covered in vomit talking to his dad. It's not always an easy conversation. And when the two of them hang out, it's an uneasy alliance, They understand that Saturn's old. And, Pluto's like, yeah, you're old now. I'm not afraid of you anymore. And, of course, Saturn maybe has regrets, maybe doesn't. There's a lot of people that go, he wasn't, he didn't have regrets. He was sorry, you got caught. So our job this week is to kind of watch for that story to unfold. And it's going to unfold in our charts in the Scorpio house, where Saturn just went back in, and in the Capricorn house. So 29 Scorp, 14 Cap, watch where they are. And just, you know, note it. You know, it's not, a lot of times we have stories like this pop in our life. The better part of valor is to note them and go, oh, that's what's going on, as opposed to getting into it, right? You don't have to get into it. You just have to notice what's going on. And I will tell you, these are aspects that bring up what we call the shadow. You know, remember the shadow knows. Well, we all have a shadow. We all have a part that's unowned in our body, in our being, in our heart. And, you know, doesn't matter how hard we try to be conscious, it's still there. You know, the brighter the light, the bigger the shadow. You know, think of your shadow on a bright, sunny day, and think of it on a cloudy day. So when someone comes and shines a bright light on you, it can make your shadow get excited. And this week, with the sun in the last degrees of Gemini entering Cancer, the sun's really bright. It's actually the brightest day of the year, right? It's the longest day. So we're going to see something. And I always love these things after it happens. When it happens, it's not always that much fun. But after it happens, we go, oh, right, I see it. So watch where your shadow gets activated this week. Watch where, as Venus and Mercury fight with Saturn, and as Saturn and Pluto have their little power struggle, you know, and the two of them kind of, you know, they don't actually do anything to each other, but you can feel the stress, right? You feel this one's in the room, and then that one leaves the room, and then this one, that one comes back in the room, and the other one leaves. That's the Saturn-Pluto semi-square. We're going to be working with that energy all week. So we just have to honor that that energy is kind of, and of course, you know, it's there. You can't ignore it. It's in the room, but you can choose how to deal with it. Now, the nice part, because there always is a nice part, is Jupiter and Uranus are getting closer and closer to their grand trine, right? They're getting closer and closer. They form it this week. And then they also have another person that they're trining. They're trining Pallas Athena. So there's a big old grand trine in the heavens. And this is a fire trine. So the whole point of fire trines are to illuminate and help us see with a better vision what we haven't seen very clearly. So your job is to go, okay, when this shadow erupts, because it will erupt, and you will see the dark side of something, because that's what these aspects are about. When you see the dark side, go, okay, let me understand what that was and why it erupted and what part of this is tied to my shadow. Now, I have a great friend who talks to me periodically about stuff, and her name is Lorraine, and I put her podcast here on my radio show. And one point a few years back, I did something, and I was actually a little embarrassed because I don't usually lose it, but I lost it with somebody. And I was like, rah, 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 rah. And then afterwards, I was feeling a little bad. And she said to me, oh, but your shadow protected you. So look at where the guard dog, the shadow, barks this week too. There's some area you're not going to feel so protected in, and that may be why the shadow's active. But don't be mean at it. Don't yell at it because the dog's barking or your shadow's up. Just notice it and go, wow, what's that about? So it's not a bad week. It's a nice week in ordinary time, as they like to say in the Catholic Church. It's a week in ordinary time, and we have a new moon. We have an ingress. We have a little bit of stress towards the end of the week. First part of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we get a lot done. And then when we get to the back end of the week, we are working hard but not always getting what we want. And that's okay. And then the week after that, lots of fun. So take care. Have a great week. And watch that Grand Trine and Fire. Go play a mat and light candles and work on your vision and come up with the stuff that scares you and use that positive energy to illuminate yourself and your life. So this is Ann Ortley signing off. Take care. Have a great week. And I will be back next week at my regularly broadcast time on June 21st. Don't forget it's Father's Day. Don't forget it's the solstice. Have a great time. Big hugs. Bye-bye.